Oh, we're excited and nervous and anticipating what the results will be.
And those results are flavored maybe by some polls that we've seen recently where it shows you're up by a few points over Bill Foster, but that's, and it's right outside the margin of error. What do you think about those polls?
Well, we know it's close, and of course they're polls. It just depends on who shows up and how they vote. And of course we want them to vote for Kathleen Ford tomorrow.
And how does it look for turnout? There's two things to look at. One is actual turnout on Election Day tomorrow, and the other is the large number of mail-in votes that have already been received, over 26,000 in the county, which may be about 20,000 in St. Petersburg by last Friday. What do you think about those two aspects of turnout?
Well, it's been an interesting race because of the number of those mail ballots. And, you know, we're concerned that folks we'll try and mail those ballots tomorrow, and of course they won't be counted. And so we're telling folks, if you think you're going to mail the ballot tomorrow, don't do that. Go on down to the precinct and give your ballot in, and they'll let you vote right there. But if you try and mail it today or tomorrow, it's too late. So we're trying to get the word out to folks to go ahead and appear in person, bring your mail ballot with you, and then they'll let you vote at the polls.
The St. Pete Times has endorsed your opponent, and a lot of former city council members have also endorsed your opponent. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I'm just so thrilled that I have the endorsement of our St. Petersburg firefighters and of our city workers who are a member of the Service Employees Union International. And, you know, I've also had some other endorsements, so I'm just absolutely thrilled with all the wonderful support that I have and have had continually through this campaign. And my volunteers have just been awesome.
And I have to ask you about the HNIC comment from a couple of weeks ago. What would you like to
tell? Well, I really want to make sure that everybody feels like they have access to me as their mayor. And I think it's just really critical that we have open, accessible, accountable, and affordable government for everyone. And that's what that was all about. I remind everybody, get on out there and vote tomorrow.